occasionally telephoned interviews across Canada, and always a touch of music. Again, Finding a Voice, here every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Check it out. Hope to catch you there.
It's 10 p.m. on a Monday night, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from beautiful Kingston, Ontario.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio. Hello and welcome to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. I'm Phil Gray. This is episode 743. And what a lineup we have for you tonight. A bit of everything, a little bit of psych as a taster for what's coming up in Psychedelic September. Another acetate or two, Global Garage. It's all the good stuff we love here at Retrospect. But let's get it underway with Euphoria's Id.
Phil Gray on Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
And he's got this high approval rating, so why don't I have a high approval rating?
Thank you. the land of
September, coming soon on Retrospect.
Thank you.
is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 743, set of three tracks. Starting off with Euphoria's Id out of Saco, Maine, formed 1963, part of the New England teen scene, originally formed as the Electrons. They then briefly performed as the Nomads before becoming the Id and Euphoria's Id in 1964. So we had a release on Edit Records from 1966, a track called Deception's Ice, very rare garage record. But fortunately for us, it appears on a bunch of different comps, including Volume 22 of Pebbles. That's Euphoria's Id. Then we had the New Diablos from Maryland, released two great psychedelic singles. This band started simply as the Diablos, practicing at the Victory Villa Community Center in East Baltimore before becoming the New Diablos in 1967. Then in 1968, they released their first single, which contained vocal and instrumental versions of the track we had, Land of Love. And the set wrapped with a band called Brass Tax, T-A-X, released on Magic Records, a label out of McHenry, Illinois. We had the B-side of this 1968 release called She's the One F Sharp. If you're digging this episode of Retrospect, then head over to Apple Podcasts. Find Retrospect 60's Garage Punk Show and drop us a 5-star rating. That helps more Garage Punk fans find the show. That's a bit of a throwback to last week where we explored the crackly, hissy world of acetate. Here's another one, an unknown band, double-sided acetate. This was on the A side. It is called Take a Trip.
So I guess maybe, I don't know, maybe they're bad, maybe they're not.
Retrospect.
just the lyrics, it's the beat.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show and a set of four tracks there, starting off with an unknown acetate from an unknown band called Take a Trip, then a band I haven't played for a long, long time, and actually a track that is Phil's pick of the week, which you can see across the Retrospect socials. So hook us up on Facebook, on Insta, and on TikTok. The band is called The Chords, C-O-R-D-S. They released on Kuka Records, and they're out of Pulaski, Wisconsin. Formed 1964, they recorded an album called The Franciscan Chords, Spiritual Troubadours, and 245s on the Kuka label. Now, who were the Chords? Well, they actually, genuinely, were a group of Franciscan monks. Really interesting. You can see more. Just find that post across the Retrospect socials. The Chords with Ghost Power. Then we had the Groupies out of New York City, formed on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. Very much a blues-based rock band. Recorded for Atco Records, The Groupies with I'm a Man, and wrapping the set we had The Human Expression. Out of Orange County, California, active just 66 and 67, releasing three singles, but they also had a bunch of demo recordings that the acetates have subsequently been released, including that track, Reading Your Will from The Human Expression. Out of Westminster and Tustin, California, both in Orange County. Retrospect is a labor of love. And if you dig the result, you're welcome to support my work with a coffee or a beer. It's simple. Visit buymeacoffee.com/Mr. Phil Gray. That's M-R-P-H-I-L-G-R-E-Y. Cheers. Let's get back into it.
Well, let's jump to Global Garage, and we're going to Japan for one of my favourite Japanese bands, The Mops, off their Psychedelic Sounds in Japan LP. One of the best-known Japanese group sounds bands, known for their psychedelic period. They actually had formed in 1966, playing mostly instrumental rock, as so many Japanese bands did. Here is The Mops. This is Blind Bird.
てゆく誰かが愛を踏みにじる弱い小鳥は恐ろしく目くらになって夢を見る何にも見えないその中で真っ赤なバラが咲き誇る誰かが君を傷つける弱い小鳥は悲しくて目くらになって君を見る何にも見えないその中で綺麗な君を抱いている
from Alamuchi, New Jersey. My name is Jerry, a.k.a. Jumpin' JB, and I am thrilled every week to be tuned in to the Retrospect 60s Garage, Freaky, and Psychedelic Show. It's so great.
8760 sono le ore che ho trascorso con te. Ricordo così come un tempo, quando camminavamo con la mano nella mano, per le strade e per i giardini della città. Poi d'improvviso mi sono accorto che una carogna così come te io non l'incontrerò mai. Il giorno uscivi insieme con me e la sera andavi da lui. 8760 sono le ore che mi hai portato in giro e ancora non posso crederci. Oh, se potessi incontrarti, se potessi ancora parlarti, sai cosa ti griderei in faccia? Lo sai
che una carogna così come te io non l'incontrerò mai. Il giorno uscivi insieme con me e la sera andavi da lui. Ti ho dato il sangue che avevo nel cuore e ora è vuoto per te. E
he spends too much time on foreign.
Well, I'm standing here. Maybe it's your man. How could I know?
I think you better tell me why people laugh at me. Yes, laugh. I say I want you coming up here so I can talk with you. Won't you tell me? Won't you tell me about that man down there?
Maybe your man. I don't know. How could I know?
About that man down there. Maybe your man, I don't know.
You're with Phil Gray on Retrospect 60's Garage Punk Show.
Oh,
been all over in that global garage set, starting off in Japan with the Mops, Blind Bird, then to Italy for Romeo Nelson. 1968 45 released on a label called Parade. I don't know anything about Romeo Nelson, and I think this was his only release. B-side of this 45, a track called La Coruña. Then to Sweden for the Melvins out of Malmo, another obscure band. They released this on Lions Club Emma Boda in 1965, a track called Man Down There. And we wrapped with Los Yetis out of Colombia, pioneering band out of Medellin. Contemporaries of Los Speakers, Los Flippers, and Los Ampex, the most important Colombian bands of the 1960s. Los Yetis started in 1965 as a vocal trio, a little bit of a rotating cast of musicians, including a North American bass player called Norman Smith, helped cement their lineup as a rock band. Los Yetis with Me Siento Loco.
Phil Gray's
Retrospect.
Well, we head back to the States for Sons of Adam. Originally from Baltimore, Maryland, they relocated to L.A. Originally the Fender 4, they were somewhat of a fixture on the Sunset Strip, released singles for Decca and Alamo, including this track, probably their best known. This is Sons of Adam with Saturday's Sun. Psychedelic September, coming soon on Retrospect.
Thank you.
I'm George Putnam. I'd like to begin with a fact, a simple yet shocking fact. A flood tide of filth is engulfing our country in the form of newsstand obscenity and is threatening to pervert an entire generation of our American children. We know that once a person is perverted, it is practically impossible for that person to adjust to normal attitudes in regard to sex. Yet much of this material has been described as an illustrated, detailed course in perversion, abnormal sex, crime, and violence. It is also a fact that no matter who buys this material, 75 to 90% of it ends up in the hands of our children. By children, whether in a small town like McAllen on the Rio Grande, or in Chicago, New York, or Los Angeles. A prime example of one major category are the so-called girly magazines, which sell over 15 million copies a month. These highly colorful magazines picture stark nudity on slick paper. They often present their subject on bed or couch, in positions indicative of intercourse or other sex act, obviously calculated to stimulate the reader. The nakedness, the nudity of these magazines is defended and foisted upon the people by a vociferous minority in our society.
Told me you loved me, and I believed it too. But it's been 2 years since I last saw you, girl. Something tells me you ain't been true. I think you've been
cheating.
Oh yes, you've been
cheating.
You have
cheated
around on me, girl, and now you want me back.
Smoking, drinking, cursing, chewing gum.
And that's another set, tripping around a bit, starting off in the States with Sons of Adam, Saturday Sun, and then down here to New Zealand for the Blue Stars, probably best known for their brilliant track, Social End Product. We had Baby Come Home. The Blue Stars out of Auckland, one of the most popular bands in New Zealand at the time, with their Decca release of Social End Product. That actually formed in 1962, students out of Auckland Grammar School. Big change in their development came when the Beatles' Please Please Me LP came out. The band basically cancelled gigs and learnt that album track by track. The Blue Stars, we had Baby Come Home. Then, the Still Rovin. From Robbinsdale, Minnesota, out of Minneapolis, active 65 to 69. Pretty well known for their version of Hey Joe. The band relocated to Denver, Colorado, and signed to A&M. Recorded in New Mexico before moving back to Washington, D.C. in 1969. Their first single, recorded in 1966, She's My Woman, backed with a really cool version of I'm Not Your Stepping Stone. I don't think I've ever heard a bad version of that song. 50 copies printed for radio stations. But from the Still Rovin', we had a track called Cheating. And we wrapped the set with a track out of Australia, The Vacant Lot. From 1967, a release on Columbia Records. A side of this 45, the Holland Dozier Holland track, Leaving Here. If you dig the show, drop me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It helps more Garage Punk fans find us. Well, we've had all sorts in this episode, but I'm going to remind you, coming up throughout September, it is Psychedelic September. Set your alarms. Lots of material, like this final instrumental track. It's from a band called Sagittarius, an LA studio pop psych project, masterminded by Gary Usher and Kurt Bocha. These recordings include such luminaries as Glenn Campbell and Bruce Johnston, Terry Melcher, and more session musos. Sagittarius released a debut album in 1968 called Present Tense. Three singles from that LP. This is the B-side of the debut single, which was Another Time. This is the side two. It is called Pisces from Sagittarius. It's a little taste of what's coming up for the next month. Thanks for being part of Retrospect. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. With Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
A tragedy, horrible tragedy, worst in our country's history, a horror show.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present back to you Royer's second single off his upcoming album, Charlatan. This song explores the story of someone who is on the run to escape their fate. No matter how far away this person is hiding, they always gravitate home. Check out the CFRC archives for our conversation with Chris Royer about his new music from June 18th via CFRC.ca. If you're a local artist looking for airplay and social media promotion, be sure to complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram today. In the meantime, stream Back to You by Royer on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
In my mind, everything's fine. I'll be all right. Lord knows I tried. The radio says dead or alive. 5,000 died. As reason why lay me down. This train is barking off the tracks. Throttle right down, no turning back. Running, running, running out of the blue. Running, running, running back to you. Dusty trail.